Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
You know how you hear them little ads on the radio talking about, you be on Disney Channel? Right, I told my mama, come on, but her, I wouldn't even be doing it right now. Now I know my why. That was the one that made me realize, like, okay, I can do this. Somebody just sent me a script the other day. Don't even know who it is. Just like, it's your role if you want it. So I'm like, let me read it. That's the okay program.
What is your dream?
Make a movie with Denzel. Don't be a little nerd. When you go in the room, it's going to be a director, assistant director, casting director. How do I stay sharp? Acting class. You know, excuse, I'm going to go and get this out the way. Yeah, I just try to show them, man, it's more to life. Like, we getting ready to take them to a playoff game, believe in myself more. Because, like, why was I ever doubting myself in the first place? So I'm blessed and I'm honored to play.
What does failure is knowledge mean to you?
It's just that. It's a lesson. Like you say, it's a lesson to every failure. It's just how you bounce back from it.
Dre, man, what it do, bro? I appreciate you for coming on to the platform, man. It's interesting because we grew up in the same place, in the same area.
For sure.
And you inspire me more than you ever thought. And we're going to have this conversation on how you've been an inspiration to me. But before we get to that point, why acting?
You want the honest answer? Acting came, it was accident, bro. Like, I was just in the car with my mama one day. You know how you hear them little ads on the radio talking about, do you want to be on Disney Channel? And then my mama kind of like, I just seen her looking at me through the rearview mirror. She's like, and I was like, I'm shaking my head. No, I'm like, nah, this ain't what it is. I'm like 14 at the time. Like, I don't want to be on Disney Channel. She made that call. And I think like the next week we went up there. It was something here in Little Rock at the Peabody Hotel. So we went up there. They gave me a little script. I read it like just regular. And it was just like, nah, bro, this ain't it. This ain't it. They're like, we gonna do it with you. So when they started doing it with me, I kind of just like blacked out, bro. Like, I don't remember what happened. I just know when I got done, the whole room was clapping. And then they was like, yeah, you got it. And so we, after that, we go, we do a meeting. And it was like, we want to fly you, your whole family out to Orlando. So they flew out to Orlando the following week. And this is all during like school. So I'm missing weeks of school to do this. So they fly us out to Orlando. And it's like, okay, I'm here, but I don't feel like I fit in. Cause like all these other people, they've been doing it like all their life. I'm just here. And when I tell you, I won all types of awards at that event, bro. I got signed on the spot. And ever since then, it just been up. Like, I fell in love with it. I got into classes. I started studying it. And that's just what it's been since then. So shout out to my mama. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even be doing it right now.
Hey, man, our mamas be doing some things that we don't know. Real quick. For your camera, do you mind like tilting it down just a little bit so you can be there? We go, yes, sir.
That's good, sir.
Baby. Right there, yep. That's good. It's good right there. What thing that I want? Because I was raised by a single mom, and she raised the three boys by herself. She always knew details and information that we did not know, mainly probably because she's older and she was our mama or whatnot. For sure. But the way she put us in position for life and for success. Oh my goodness.
Crazy, man. Crazy. Like, I don't know what she seen in me through that review mirror, bro, but she seen it and it been going there since.
And you was 14 to 15. What middle school did you go to?
I went to Pulaski Heights.
You went to Pulaski Heights? I thought you were going to say Dunbar. Oh, man.
No, sir. PH, the Panthers. You know how it go.
Yeah, bro, y'all had a nice campus, a nice little school building. Y'all stuff was new.
Yeah, it was nice. It was just mixed in with elementary, so it wasn't as big as people thought because the elementary school was on the other side, but it was cool.
Okay. That's crazy. And the fact that you was able to show up to this audition and then the audition went further than you can ever expect.
Mm-hmm.
What did that teach you about yourself during that time?
It taught me a lot about myself. First of all, it just teaches you to be yourself. Be confident in yourself. Never be afraid to be yourself no matter what room you're in. No matter who in that room with you, no matter how long they've been doing it, you've been doing it. As long as you're confident in yourself and confident, like you there for a reason. I was there for the same reason everybody else was there. Just because they were doing it longer don't mean they was better than me because I'm in the same room as them. You feel me? So just like as long as you believe in yourself and put in the work, it can take you far for sure. Can take you far for sure.
Yeah, that's easier said than done. That's easier said than done because one thing, so. You said what?
I said very much so. Yeah.
Bro, you have to get to a point where not only are you believing in yourself, but you believe in your preparation, you believe in your talent, you believe in the hard work, you believe in everything that has gotten you in this position today. And for you to believe in that is to see your worth.
For sure.
Did you see your worth in the room? But when your mama took you to the audition, when did you start seeing your worth?
I didn't see my worth until after the audition, bro. But it's like I said, going into the audition, going into the whole process, I'm just like, I ain't never did this before. So it's like, I ain't really expecting nothing. I'm not expecting to be here long. Like, I'm going to go up here. I'm going to suck. They're going to tell me I suck. And we just going to go back home. You know what I'm saying? So and that's what happened at first initially. But during that audition, that director that was up there with me, he seen something in me. He was just like, nah, we finna do it again. Because we in a room full of 100-some-plus people. So you got 100-some-plus people, you got to audition. So for me to be the first, I'm the first person that went. Because I'm sitting down, like, they're like, oh, they calling random names. There's no way I'm finna go first. They said, Dre Davis. I said, who? I said, who, me? I didn't get to sit down good. I'm like, oh. So I'm like, okay, I'm finna go up here. I'm finna suck. And everybody else is finna be like, oh, he sucks. So we good. But I went up there, like I said, sucked. It was terrible. Like, you couldn't think I couldn't read the way out. It was bad, bro. And he was like, nah, let's do it again. Follow me. So I'm following after him. Like I said, once I blacked out, I don't remember what happened. But when I done, the room going crazy. Everybody standing up. They're like, oh, my God, you did so good. And that's when I realized, like, damn, I can do this. Like, and it gave, like, because we in there with kids all ages from 5 to 18. And the little kids was like, I was so nervous to go till you went. And when you went, it was just like, okay, we just having fun. That's all I was up there doing. I ain't had no script, no nothing. We just up there having fun. And so it gave, once that little kid said that to me, I was just like, okay, that's the feeling. I like that feeling.
Nice. Raised, bro. Me and my wife, we were just literally talking before we got on the conversation. We literally was just saying, my goal in life is to make $1 billion while also helping 1 billion people. Right. And then I started sharing like different ways on how to help 1 billion. No. I said, my goal is to be a billionaire, but I also want to give $1 billion away. So now I'm going to start tracking how much money I'm giving away because I don't want to get to a point where I'm making it and then people like you just start doing it. Like, no, I have not. I have right. Track record. I have proof that I've been doing it for so long. It's putting people in position that's helping them see their confidence within themselves. The fact that the kid that's the same age came to me and said that you just made an impact in my life.
Facts.
How did you know this impact would change your life?
Man, I didn't. Like, at the time when he said that to me, I was kind of like, you playing? Like, because it was like, caught me off guard. But then it was like that feeling like, okay, now I know my why to why I want to act. I want to make people feel some type of emotion, whether that's happy, sad, mad, angry. If I know I'm making you feel one of them emotions, I did my job. And so that's ultimately like what the goal is for acting, because people are like, oh, you act for money, and like, nah, the money cool, but like to bring people together for that hour, 2 hours, however long it may be, and just sit and enjoy, not thinking about life, not thinking about nothing that's going on, and just have that experience, that's what I do it for. It's a great feeling.
you say the money good, the money cool, but the money is gonna come with the impact.
For sure. The impact is more important than the money to me.
Why?
Because all you got in life for real is your name. You can't, that money ain't going with you. When we leave, that money reoccurring, it's gonna go around. But your name lasts forever. So if you leave a good stamp on your name, some money can't buy that.
And the reason why I just asked you, like, why is because, of course, going along your journey, especially being from Little Rock, Arkansas, you don't see, well, I didn't necessarily see opportunities as far as like podcasting, film creation, movies, whatever, entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. At least I didn't understand it was opportunities there. And then when I start going, when I went to the Marine Corps, went to different places, then leaving our hometown, it's like, bro, there's a world outside of our city. There's a lot more people that you can impact rather than just Little Rock, Arkansas. And when I start going to different places, I said, man, there's a lot of people in this world. There's a lot of people in this world. With the audition that you had at the age of 14, what was the name of it?
It was for Jesse, the Disney Channel show.
Jesse?
Yeah.
You know that one?
I wasn't on it. I auditioned to be on the show. You know, I didn't get the role. That's fine, but just had the opportunity to audition for it. It was crazy.
Okay. What role did you land? Because I saw on your Instagram that you had a couple theaters, and the question about to come, like, once you answer this one.
Yeah, which role did I audition for on Jesse?
No, which role did you land? Like, what was your first role that you landed?
My first role I ever landed. It wasn't really a role, to say the least. It was just more so an opportunity, my first opportunity to be on set, which was God's Not Dead Part 3. They filmed that in Conway back in 2017. So we was still in high school when I did that. And I got that through my local agent here, Essie Ward, shout out to her. And that was like my first time ever been on a set. But the first time that I really like, okay, I'm actually doing this is when I was on the set of Almost Christmas. And I met DC Young Flyer, Gabriel Union, and all of them, man. That was... I still to this day.
Hold on. Sorry to interrupt. It's jumping. As soon as you said the place just got the jumping and lagging. Hold on. Let me hold on. Okay. Try to say it again. The part I heard was DC Young Fly Gabby Union, but I didn't hear the name of that one.
Yeah, Almost Christmas, man. That was the one that made me realize, like, okay, I can do this. Cause I'm on set with these people. Like, I'm every day. I see them eating breakfast. I see them getting ready. I see them studying their script. And then me and DC actually became cool on that set because that was his first movie. So he looking at me like, what you doing here, young kid? And I'm like, chilling. trying to figure it out like you is. And so he was like, all right, we're going to lock in. So he gave me his number that day. And since that day, even to this day, if I need help with like an audition or something, I call him, text him. He got the advice ready for me. It might take him a minute to get back to me because he a busy man, but he always get back to me, say the least.
That's crazy. Okay, so the reason why I asked you what was the first role that you landed is because your first audition that you had, you was at around the age of 14, 15, mm-hmm. and the kid that was in the same room as you was impacted. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to different places, different locations, and leave your hometown, your impact grows.
Yep.
Were you able to see how your impact was growing beyond Little Rock, Arkansas?
Oh, yeah, man. I got a huge, like, I wouldn't say fan base, because that's kind of crazy. But in Dallas, I'm, like, well known to a lot of those actors out there, a lot of those directors and stuff. Like, somebody just sent me a script the other day. Don't even know who it is. There's, like, this your role if you want it. So I'm, like, let me read it. let me see what it's talking about. So. And that just comes from being myself. Like, everywhere I go, I don't try to fit in. I don't try to stand out. It's like, I'm just there. Like, I'm just there just being myself. And I think everybody respects that. And just being yourself, you stand out more than trying to stand out. That makes sense. But there's like, this kid over here ain't saying nothing all day. They go, you all right? Like, that's what they'll do. Like, you good? And they come talk to me, and I just be yapping. Like, I can't stop talking. So they're like, we probably should have stayed over there. And now he's talking.
it's crazy. when you find the confidence when you're within yourself, because it was so hard for me to get on stage to start speaking, to really put myself out there, because I thought you have to have a persona. You have to create and be this person that you're not. Mm-hmm. In reality, when you're yourself, people will attach to you a lot faster than when you're not yourself, when you're being someone that you're not. People would detach from it because they can feel the what is it called? You not being authentic for yourself. Do you remember? You just made me think about when you just said, when you just shared that. Do you remember when, what was it? 4 to 5 years ago, and your pops was at was over the OK program. I think he still is. And I came down from the Marine Corps. I had called him, and I ended up presenting that day. Do you remember that day?
I remember it. Larry Spiesel.
Yep, and Larry Pizza.
I remember. Yep.
What do you remember about that day?
Man, first of all, shout out to the OK program. But that day, man, I just, my pops told me you was presenting. He didn't really know your name at the time. He was like, you went to school with him. I'm like, well, who are we talking about? So then I seen you. I was like, oh, that's my boy. I didn't know you was back home. No, that's my boy for sure. And I just remember you had the attention. Like, the room was yours for sure. And I remember you asked me a question. I can't remember what the question was. I think you asked me, like, what something that I want to do, like a goal or something like that. And I said, make a movie with Denzel. I remember.
I remember that one.
I remember. Yeah.
Bro, that's crazy. I think I asked the question, what is your dream or something like that?
Yeah.
I think I asked, what's your dream?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and I went around the room asking other people. And then you said to make a movie with Denzel. And the fact that it's more closer to you than you could ever imagine, you had this goal 4 to 5 years ago.
Yep.
How did you learn to start dreaming big?
Because, man, nothing comes from dreaming small. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying there's nothing wrong. Like, a small dream, that's like the next day to me. You feel me? Like, that's what I'm gonna do tomorrow. But dreaming big, it give you something to reach for. Give you something to wake up and really be like, give you a reason to wake up and grind. You feel me? Wake up to want to put in the work. I'm like, because I ain't there yet. I ain't where I want to be yet. So I still got to work to get there.
That's crazy. Bro, it was this book by the current president right now. I'm not in politics, but the name of the book was The Art of the Deal. Mm-hmm. And when you first open the cover of open the book, the first sentence says, if you're going to dream, why not dream big?
For sure.
And it made me think about it. I said, it takes the same amount of effort to dream small, or to dream for the next day, or to dream for the next year, than to dream big years to come. You literally just made me think about that video when it was, I can't remember his name. Oh, but he did the movie with Denzel. But before he even did the movie with Denzel, he was at the red carpet doing like interviews, and Denzel walked by. He was like, yeah, man, I'm going to do a movie with you one day. He was like, I'll see you at work.
Yep.
Years later, he ended up doing a movie with him.
Equalizer 2.
That's the one.
Yep.
That's the one. So that's crazy.
Shout out to Ashton, man.
Shout out to Ashton.
For sure.
Have you had a conversation with Ashton?
We had run-ins. You know, we auditioned for a lot of the same stuff. But as far as like just a full-out conversation, nah.
When he mentioned that, we're talking about dreaming right now, we're talking about acting, we're talking about pursuing your goals. When he was able to accomplish his dream that he put out to the universe, put out to the world, and he was able to accomplish that role and succeeded, what did you learn about being surrounded by like-minded people?
That I'm going in the right direction. That's what made me realize I'm going in the right direction. When you're constantly in the same room with people that's getting these type of roles and doing these type of things, just let me know that I'm in the right direction. Even if I don't get the role, just keep doing what I'm doing, because obviously I'm going the right way. So it just, like I said, it's all a matter of time, really, with this acting stuff. It's timing. Like, the role that's meant for you, you'll get it. If it's not meant for you, you won't get it. So it's like, that's how I look at it. So shout out to Ashton. That's my boy.
The way you just said that, of course, you have experience in the process of acting, auditioning, putting yourself out there.
And like you just mentioned, you don't get all the spots. You don't get all the roles. Nonetheless, you're putting yourself out there. Before you gained the experience to say that your role will be for you, how did you handle failure in the beginning?
Man, I'm from East Little Rock, bro. if you got to have tough skin to survive out there. So no is just like, okay. I hear no all the time. It just get me closer to that yes. It's not going to kill my confidence. I think the only time where I used to get mad when I failed, I wouldn't say it's failing because, you know, we grew up playing sports. I hated losing. So that was about as close as I got to feeling a failure. But the word no never fazed me. I grew up with 7 siblings. Like, so just we all ain't getting told yes at the same time. You go in there and ask mama, you know she's going to say yeah to you. So somebody going to get a yes. We're going to get all of these no's. One of us going to get a yes, though. So that's just how I look at it.
That's, bro, we literally, me and my brothers did the exact same thing. Like, if we want to go do something, want to go somewhere. If I want to do it, Tim probably going to ask, Tony going to ask, somebody going to ask. And then if they get told, I'll probably go ask. And then, bro, there's 7 of y'all. What were you, older, middle, younger?
I'm the middle child. So, you know, I'm the chosen one when you're in the middle.
Yeah. I'm the middle too. I'm the animal between, but I'm the middle as well. Yeah.
So, you know how it goes.
Bro, before I had joined the military, the Marine Corps, a couple years ago, me and my brother was like, we're going to get a tattoo that say Brother's Keeper. Like, I think we was going to get it right here. Or, I don't know. I don't like tattoos. That crap be hurting. And when I had looked on your Instagram, it made me think about Brother's Keeper. Mm-hmm. What does being a Brother's Keeper mean to you?
Man, shout out to my sister too. I got 2 sisters. But as far as...
Brother, what is it called? Brother's Keeper and Sister's Keeper?
Something like that, but...
Okay.
just to answer the question, man, it's basically just come down to being a 24-hour person. Like, when they need you, you always there. No matter what it is, right or wrong, you rocking with them, right or wrong. You're going to tell them when they're wrong. Not in front of everybody. Like, when in front of everybody, you the rightest person in the world, bro. I don't care. But I'm going to let you know you're wrong behind these closed doors. But Brother Skeeper, whatever you need, I got you. 24-hour person, like, that's me. That go for biological, friends, anybody, like. I've always been a 24-hour person.
You just made me think about it as well. Not just with your, what is called, your biological siblings, not your related siblings, but everybody that you come encounter with, your friends, your brothers, your family members. You have to be a stand-up guy no matter what, because if you're a stand-up guy, the people around you are going to be stand-up people as well.
For sure.
Hey, man, you got a lot of wisdom in you, bro.
Hey, grew up talking to my grandpa, man.
That's crazy. That's good. That's good. We're going to go off script for a little minute. Mm-hmm. So say, hypothetically speaking, I want to get into acting. I want to start auditioning for different films and different roles. You're the expert. You've been doing it for quite some time. If you was to coach me or to give me advice on how to audition and put myself out there, how would you do that?
The easy answer would be... Most people doing that is social media. Start making skits, putting on social media. But the way I did it, which more is like the old school way, because you know I don't be on social media like that. It's this website called Actors Activists. I tell you, get on there, make a profile, make sure everything up to date, get you some headshots, and just submit yourself for as much stuff as you can. As much stuff that fit the description of you, submit for. Eventually, somebody gonna hit you back. And that's like how it is nowadays. Like, it's no real answer to that because everybody's journey is different and how everybody get into it is different, but that's the way I tell you to do it.
Okay. So that's the final roles to audition for. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've never done an audition. Mm-hmm. We're role playing. So let me, how would you, not necessarily how would you, coach me into like doing a scenario of auditioning, so that way you can see, so that way I can see the process, I can see the journey.
All right, so look, you're gonna be a little nervous. I'm gonna tell you that right now. You're gonna be a little nervous when you go in the room. It's gonna be a director, assistant director, casting director, and you. Y'all the only four people in the room. They not gonna give you no type of reaction, bro. So you don't know if you did good, you don't know if you did bad. What I tell you is, go in there, be yourself, and do it the way you see yourself doing it. Don't do it the way you think they want it to be done. Because at the end of the day, this is your character. You bringing this character to life. They did wrong. So try to get out your head. They might want it like this. Nah, how you want it? What's your goal for this scene? What you want your character to accomplish by the end of this movie, TV show, whatever. And then just go be yourself. That's it. That's how I audition.
Hey, man, I go in there, turn up.
That's how I audition.
Dang, bro. The advice that you gave was so simple, but it was so profound at the same time because, of course, if you never done something before, you're trying to appeal to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I did you ever heard of speed dating?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a speed pitching competition. So, like, with different people in the dating area, whatever case is, you have different coaches, different mentors. But it just what you described, it's 3 to 4 of them, and it's mm-hmm. multiple different groups. So it's right. multiple different opinions, multiple different feedback. This time they gave feedback. And when I had went to the pitching competition, I was pitching about podcasts and the business about podcasts and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a piece of advice from every single table. It was 9 different tables, 3 at each. So that's what, 3 times, so 36 different opinions and feedbacks I'm able to receive within a short span of time.
Right.
My biggest challenge was applying all 36 feedbacks.
Yeah, because you're thinking about what they all said. Just pick out the ones that stuck out to you the most.
36, bro. Hey, man. It wasn't as hard, but it was so overwhelming because one person say one thing, so I'm like, I don't care. I remember that. I'm taking notes. I go to the next table, say the same thing, but it was so challenging. When you continue to audition to put yourself out there and you see the people, the what you say, director, assistant director, and then the casting director,
yep.
When you're seeing them at their table, when did it take you to learn that you have to study the role for yourself before you study the role for them and present it how you would like for it to be discovered?
Not getting a lot of roles. I did like 100 auditions before I figured out like what it was. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I figured it out, because what was that girl name? It's this girl named Samantha. I never forget, we was in the same audition room. And her resume is stupid, bro. Like, she got a show on Netflix right now. I don't even know the name of it, but shout out to her. She going crazy. And I was like, I don't know what made me ask her the question. I'm just like, how you be booking all these roles? Like, what's, like, you know somebody? Like, she's just like, nah, I just do my auditions the way I want to do them. If they tell me no, they tell me no. But I'm going to go do it the way I want to do it, and I'm going to feel proud about it at the end of the audition. And I was just like, you know what? I'm finna try that. So whatever I had in my head that day, it went out the window. That game plan was gone. I said, I'm just finna go in here. I'm finna do this the way I wanna do it. That was actually the first role I ended up getting ever.
In 2016, what did you say, 2017?
Yeah, 2017.
Wait, we were seniors that year.
Yep.
That's crazy. Dang.
I got my first role our senior year of high school, man.
That's crazy. Bro, it really takes you to be committed to your craft as well. And you say that you apply for 100 different auditions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 100 is a lot because mm-hmm. it's not one, it's not 10, it's not 20, but you went through 100 different auditions.
For sure.
To learn how to audition.
Yep.
And then when you got to a point where you were overwhelmed with not getting the role, you got the right question to ask from someone that's already experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that so important?
because it was like, because at this point I'm questioning myself. I'm like, am I even good at this like I thought I would? Like, yeah, I'm here, but it's like I'm putting in the work, I'm putting in the time, but it gotta be some. Cause they ain't just telling me no for no reason. And so it's just like, okay, I can either quit or I can figure it out. And so I was like, well, here's somebody with experience that's willing to talk. Let me see if she'll give me some type of advice. And credit to her, I don't even think she know what that advice did for me to the day, because I don't keep in contact with her. I don't know her. Like, I don't know her. I know her name because it's significant to my journey, but yeah, I was like, I gotta figure this out. Cause this is something I wanna do. Cause at this time, this is like my income. This is how I'm eating. Like, this is how I'm paying rent and all that. And I'm like, hold on, like, I know rent coming up. This role said they paying them much. Let me see. Like, let me go book this thing, right? And I asked her that, and she was like, just do it how you wanna do it. They say no, they say no. Like, it is what it is. It ain't gonna be the last one you do. It ain't the first one you done did. So I was like, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Good point. Good point. She said it's not the first role that you did. It's definitely gonna be the last one. But one thing that I've learned just being on this entrepreneurship journey, being on this creation journey, is that you're not gonna know everything as soon as you start. Yeah. But the more you start, the more you show up, the more you get better, the more you progress, the more you will learn the type of questions to ask the right people. Mm-hmm. When the right people come, the opportunity will present itself, because then they will start speaking, they will start being present, they will start expressing more about themselves. Man, I was the pitching competition that I was in, it was a guy that said that he sold and had multiple different companies worth $100 million.
Oof.
He didn't even lead like that. He said, yeah, follow your passion. His name is Dean Akers. He said, if you follow your passion will get you into the room. Your passion will create opportunities. Your passion will create wealth. For sure. And then when I got to talking to him, I had the pleasure of doing a podcast with this man. And he's so down to earth because he understands what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until, bro, I've done like 893 podcast episodes.
Crazy.
800.
Crazy. You a mad man, Terrell?
Man, I'm committed, bro. I'm dedicated. I have to learn this. When I get into rooms of people that I don't know, I need to be able to ask them a question. And you got to a point where you were able to ask the question. Mm-hmm. Why is it so important to ask the right question to the right person?
Because you'll never get the right answer. You know, you'll be sitting there questioning yourself. Like, you can't be afraid to ask the right question, if that makes sense. Like, if that's something that you want to do, you can't be afraid to be a student. You're always going to be a student. No matter if you feel like you know it all or you don't. Like, you're going to be a student, especially with this industry that I'm in. It's just like, it changes every day. Like, we just got through with a strikeout that we weren't working for like a year and a half or something like that. So during that time, it's just like, okay, how do I stay sharp? Acting classes. What's the right acting class to get into? I don't know. Let me ask my agent. She know. She been doing this for a minute. She's like, oh yeah, we got a couple. Put me in all of them. Like, cause they all gonna teach you different stuff. You got voice acting. You got camera, TV, you got film, you got stage. So it's just like, I want to know all of it, because acting is what I'm doing now. But the end goal is to be behind the camera. I don't want to be in front of it forever. So I want to know the ins and outs of this industry. And when I'm bringing up the next great superstar, great talent, I want to be able to help them out the best I can. I'm going to tell them I don't know everything, but I think I know how to get you there. I think I know how to get you there for sure.
You mentioned, let me see. Okay, we get on time. Oh, you said that when the strike was happening, mm-hmm. you wanted to figure out how to stay sharp, how to keep your skills up to date and really hone in on that. And you went to your agent.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it to be around mentors that understand what you're going through and they can get you to the right place? How important to have the right mentors in your life?
Man, just having a good support system, period. Like, the mentors I got have been great, but none of them are actors. You feel me? Like, they're just people who bust their tail in life to get to where they at. So I just kind of apply like their life stories to what I'm doing. And it's been working out so far. But just having the right support system, because this acting industry is kind of lonely. Like, especially when you do book a role and you filming for months at a time, like you ain't with your family, you barely can talk to them on the phone because you're probably on set for 12 to 14 hours. So after you get off set, all you're doing is eating, taking a shower, going to sleep, waking up, doing the same thing. So just having the people that's around you that understand like what you do, they understand what's going on, they understand that it's a priority more so than just a hobby at this point. Like, this is like my career, this is what I do. So it's not a hobby no more. So I just can't sit around and be like, okay, cool, I got the role, I ain't got to do acting classes no more. It's just like, what? Like, that's like going to the NBA and you just decide, I'm just going to go to the game, forget practice. You feel me? Like, I mean, I know Allen Iverson did it, but everybody ain't AI. You feel me? So
What do you say? We're talking about practice. Come on, man.
just having that support system around you to make sure you stay sharp. Because I know when I'm lacking, I'm telling you this now. I know when I'm lacking, my mama, my girl, they both be like, you must don't want to be good no more. Like, I guess you don't care no more, so we don't care. I'm like, what y'all talking about? They're like, you ain't read no book. You ain't did no class. You just chilling. I guess we finna be back out on the street. I'm like, damn, okay. Let me go lock in real quick. So that's the type of people I need around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you okay with being lazy around me, I can't rock with that. You feel me? Because I can't want better for your life than you want. But I want you to be great just as bad as I want to be great. This is a journey, even if they not acting, just being in my circle, this is a journey that we all on together. I always tell myself, like, when I win that Oscar, because there ain't no if. When I win that Oscar, that award ain't for me. That mug gonna be chilling in my mama's house. That's hers. Because she the reason why I started doing.
Oh, that's hard. That's hard. It's hard. Well, bro, recently, I think it was, today is Saturday, Monday or something like that, Monday or Tuesday. I typically work out in the morning around like 5:30, 6 o'clock. And on this day, Tuesday, I had stayed in. I slept in. And my wife, she came in. She was like, it must be too hot. Is it too hot outside to go running or something like that? I'm like, nah, I'm just tired. I just need some sleep.
Yeah.
And when I justify me not working out, I'm like, I'm tripping. If I have a goal, I have to be disciplined in all areas of life. Not just in one, but in all areas. Because if I want to be better or the best I can be, I have to continue to push myself.
For sure.
Man, I went running at 2:30. Bro, when I tell you it was hot, yeah, it was too hot to go run that time.
For sure. But you're like, you know what? It ain't no excuse. I'm going to go and get this out the way.
Real talk, bro. So I commend you on that. You just said when you win the Oscar, not if, but when you win the Oscar is going to your mama because she's the one that puts you in position.
Yep, that's us.
Why do you feel like you have to give back to your mama when she puts you in position?
She gave me so much, bro. Like, besides life, my mama gave me so much knowledge, so much wisdom. Like, she put me, like, really. Like I said, I grew up in East Little Rock, but we didn't want for nothing, man. Like, my mama was I watched my mama be a single mother. I watched her deal with two divorces, and it's just like she never folded during none of the times. Like, even if we were struggling, I ain't know. You feel me? So it's just like, the least I can do is go as hard as I can in this industry that you put me in, because she put me in it. I ain't put myself in it. And you reap the benefits of what you allowed me to do, I should say. So that's hers, man. If she can come up on that stage and get speech, I'll let her do it, because it's hers.
Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. When you get the Oscar invitation, bro, can I get an invitation so that way I can either come and just watch it, bro, so I can support as well?
For sure.
I know it's probably going to be next year or something like that. You know what I mean?
It's going to be real soon. Man. I'm already planning the after party. I'm already planning the after party, man.
Hey, man. Let me know.
Sure. Nah, you'll be there.
I'm going to be there for sure. For sure. It's so important. And then you mentioned the OK program. Is your dad still with the OK program?
He is.
Ooh, okay. I went to this conference and they said it's important to have mentors who are above you. And it's also important to have mentees that's below you.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you go to the OK program with them?
I used to be every weekend, but like once my schedule got booked up, I just kind of like call me in FaceTime. So I can still say every weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it important to have mentees just as much as it's important to have mentors?
Because they in Little Rock, man. And you know, they at that age where they don't really know. They trying to figure it out. They in the stage of becoming a man, but I'm still like a kid at the same time. And you know, we grew up in Little Rock. If you don't really know, you fall into the wrong stuff. And I got younger brothers. I got a 14-year-old brother. I got one that's 17 right now. And especially the 17-year-old, you know, he kind of like done dealt with it. So I really can't say too much to him. I just kind of pray for him, make sure he make the right decisions. But that 14-year-old, while I still can be in his ear, I just try to make sure he stay locked in, because especially the generation he in, man, they do not care. They do not care. So I just look at all of them as my younger brothers, man. I just want to see them do good. They ever need anything, they got my number. They don't got my number, they got my Instagram or something. Don't call me on Instagram. That's kind of weird. But shoot me a message for sure. Don't call me on Instagram, man.
Bro, that is hilarious. Every time I go, I always forget that, because it's two Sergeant Davis. Mm-hmm. Your pops and then Sergeant Willie Davis as well. Mm-hmm. And when I came back in January, I had went to the one that Sergeant Willie Davis is doing. And I forgot all about the one in Pulaski County. Nonetheless, when I went there, bro, just to see and be the example of what the younger generation can see is possible, man. Like, that's life-changing, bro. That's mm-hmm. life-changing. Then we had went to the OK program and then the Central High School as well. Man, just to see the young generation growing within themselves, developing like what they want to do, that's so inspiring. It actually led me to, it's not about me, but I want to share this with, I'm in the process of putting together a documentary.
Oh, that's hard.
Bro.
It's hard.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
What is it about? It's about the city?
Yep. Yep, it's about me going from, I share the name of it. So it's called Starting with the Dream.
Okay.
And with the whole concept of it is growing in Little Rock, Arkansas. I went from Little Rock, Arkansas to working at Walmart, working at Regal, and then the movie theater, and then going to Marine Corps, and then coming back to the hometown. It's just seeing that it's more out here, but mm-hmm. in order for you to see more, the people that's doing more have to come back and show what more it is. And so a lot of the young generation ain't going to read a book, because I wrote a book as well, but yeah. They might watch a video. They might watch a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to meet them where they are at.
For sure. That's a smart way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just try to show them, man, it's more to life. Like, we getting ready to take them to a playoff game, probably OKC, one of these OKC games, because they're going to be in it for a minute. And so just trying to show them, like, it's more to life than just Little Rock, man. Like you said earlier, it's a big world. It's a big world outside of Little Rock, man. And it's a lot of people, a lot of opportunities. So I just want them to understand that. And if I can do it, they can do it.
Mm.
And they If I can do it, they can do it. And they know where I come from, so.
You say East Side Little Rock. What is it? What street or what area?
I'm from Flush.
I knew you was gonna say Flush. I literally had Flush in my mind. I'm like, dang, is that the right word? I'm like, yeah, okay, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm from Flush. How about the airport?
Bro, it's crazy. I literally had Flush in my mind. I'm like, dang, is it Flush or is it something else? But yeah, the fact you just said that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you're creating opportunities for yourself and acting and auditioning and really putting yourself out there with seasoned opportunity for new roles and opportunities, how are you creating opportunities for the people that's around you?
I'm writing my own scripts, man.
Ooh.
Writing my own scripts, making my own movies, my own TV shows, and just kind of trying to put people on the best I can. Like, if you used to come to me right now, I'm like, hey, I want to be in a movie. I'm like, I think I got a role for you. Like, because that's just like how I am. Because when it was hard for me trying to get in here, because I didn't have no friends in the industry. I didn't know nobody. So it was literally just me and my mama. My mama going everywhere with me, bro. She in all the acting classes. I think she low-key an actor at this point. Because she in all the acting classes with me. She's studying with me. She reading the books that I'm reading. And it was just like, it was us. And at first, I was scared to talk. So she the one walking around these rooms making all these connections. And it's like, well, until he ready to talk, until he ready to come see what he need to do, we ain't saying nothing. Because you ain't doing this. Now, if you want to know, we tell you. But don't go back and tell him, because we want him to figure it out on his own. And so when she came back and told me that, I was just like, okay. That's when I had that conversation with myself. Like, is this something that I really want to do? Or is it just like a moment that I'm having? And like I said, I was finna quit. Like, acting ain't it. But it was just one night. I sat in my room, pitch black dark. And I prayed and I asked God, like, what I really need to be doing. Like, give me a sign. And I kid you not, the next morning I woke up with 7 auditions for 7 different projects. And that's when I knew, it's like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So let me lock in. Let me take it serious. So it's, like I said, it's a blessing. And I fell in love with it by accident, but I wouldn't trade my process, my journey for the world.
Bro, the fact that you almost quit, you made me think about, okay, first of all, you're a good storyteller, because every time you're talking, I'm literally thinking about different memories that relate to what you're saying and why it's so important. Man, before I even got really focused on podcasting and what I'm doing today, I was in real estate. Mm-hmm. And when I was in real estate, bro, it takes so long to get a deal, especially if you're only focusing on one person or one home.
Yep.
And so it took me 18 months just to close my first deal. And when I had closed, it wasn't even me by myself. It was me and my homeboy during that time. His name is Dylan Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I was in California. He was in Arkansas. And when it closed, I was in disbelief. Because right before it closed, the day before it closed, I literally was like, I'm going to stop doing real estate. I'm going to stop wholesale. I'm going to stop doing what I'm doing, because it's hard, bro. It's hard. Yeah.
Real estate, guys,
you got to spend money to communicate with them. You got to spend money to follow up with them. You have to spend money to do so many different things. And I didn't take that into consideration. I'm like, bro, I have a dream. I have this big goal. One day, I read this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Great book.
Powerful book.
Yeah.
Powerful book. One day, I'm gonna make an opportunity from this. Man, that day never came. And the day before it closed, I literally was like, I'm going to quit real estate. I'm going to stop doing real estate. I literally made a video about it. The day after, he called me. He was like, bro, it closed. I'm like, what you talking about? Mind you, it was like 18 months, but it took 6 months to close this one deal, but I've been doing it for 18 months.
Right.
He called me. He was like, bro, it just closed. It just closed. I'm like, what you talking about? He said the home that we was working on, he said the address. I'm like, what does that mean? It closed. Like,
mm-hmm. I'm lost. Like, help me out.
He said, bro, we just got $6,500. I said, what? What do you mean we just got $6,500? So $3,250, we split it down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I was so in disbelief. I'm looking at my bank account. I'm refreshing. That joke hit. I said, ooh, that's different.
That money different.
But before I was about to quit, the day after the money came.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dang, that's crazy. The fact that you was about to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had seven auditions, seven different opportunities, seven different ways that you can put yourself out there. You saw opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Did it help you not have disbelief within yourself, or just taught you that you have to go harder?
Tell me to go harder. Believe in myself more. Cause like why was I ever doubting myself in the first place? Cause I felt like I wasn't good enough. Not cause directors, producers, none of them, they still sending me auditions. It was just me not believing in myself because I thought I wasn't good enough. I wasn't looking at the bigger picture. I'm just looking at the right now. I'm just looking at what's happening right now. And right now, it ain't looking too good. Right now, it ain't looking too good. But it was like, them seven auditions, I ain't getting none of them, by the way. None of them. But them seven auditions told me, like, there's some of them that you can go get. You're going to go get them, or you're just going to let them sit there. You feel me? Or let somebody else come eat your food. I mean, I ain't a selfish person. I'm not sharing, but I ain't sharing that much. So I gotta go get what's mine. And so now I just feel like this journey is mine. I gotta go get it. I'm gonna get everything that I'm supposed to get out of it. And then I'm gonna give it to the next person and let them squeeze that on some more.
That's hard, bro. One thing that you always learn that you can always go a lot more harder, a lot more. Like you put yourself out there more than you can ever imagine. Mm-hmm. I don't do real estate right now because I'm only focusing on one thing. I've learned how to not just be focused and spread thin.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the focus is there and I understand the determination. I understand what it takes. Well, correction, I'm learning what it takes to succeed. I'm learning what it takes to be a change maker because you can't change if you're not willing to change yourself.
Facts.
You said that you have a project coming up. You have a project coming up. I want to talk about that. Let's talk about the new project that you are currently working on.
Yeah, man. So last couple of months, I auditioned for, let me go from the beginning. I started auditioning for this role in 2018. So that's a long time. I just got the role a couple of months ago. So I'm blessed and I'm honored to play Joe Frazier in his biopic, man. Name of the movie is called Smoking Joe. It'll be coming out in 2026. I just started training camp a couple of months ago. So that's why I'm a little slim right now. I used to be a little chubby. So, man, yeah, that's the new project. That's what we're working on. Like I said, I'm still in disbelief right now because we ain't really started filming yet. We just in training camp getting ready for it. But getting that phone call was probably like one of the best days of my life. It made me realize that it was one of those, like, I don't know if you ever had this moment, but it's like one of those I made it moments. Because it's like, damn, okay, this is what we've been working for. It's like, this is your time. Like, this is what you've been working for. This almost felt like getting drafted to the NBA. That's what it felt like. Because that was my dream growing up. But we'll talk about that a different day. But that was more so like my NBA draft day call. You know, it was just like, we knew I was auditioning for it, and we knew, like, it was a possibility of me getting the role. But to actually get that call, you know what I'm saying, you are a guy, that made me just like, whatever them people need for the rest of my life, they got it. Because I know what this finna do for me. I know what this finna do for my family. I know what it's finna do for Lil Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't never had no movie star come out of Little Rock. I mean, we had Little JJ. Shout out to Little JJ. We're Big JJ now. You feel me? But he did. He was TV. So this is something that's going to be, it's going to be big. I plan on having a premiere back home for family, friends, and all that. So y'all won't have to travel. You know what I'm saying? Say y'all the time of traveling. But I plan on doing that. And this is one of them Oscar moments we're talking about.
I think I said before you even mentioned it, next year is when you're gonna get the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
next year.
Yeah.
I didn't say 5 years from now. Of course, this is just a speculation, a good opinion, you know what I mean? But when that does happen, refer back to this conversation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We got, matter of fact, I'm going to tell them play it on the Jumbotron.
Yes.
That's going to be my speech right there. Hey, good play.
That's hard.
Good play that, yeah, because it's happening. I tell you, it ain't no if, it's just a win.
Absolutely. When y'all have it in Little Rock, because I ended up moving to Temple in 2023. Yeah, whenever y'all have it in Little Rock, bro, please let me know. Me and my wife would definitely make time to come, so that way we can not only support you, but we can see your work. We can watch your work. We can be applauded by your work, bro, because it takes a lot to really put yourself in position. It takes a lot to be consistent. It takes a lot to just be patient. Bro, you say 2018. It's 2025.
Yeah.
Man, why is it so important to be patient for your journey?
Because you'll miss out on your blessing trying to rush. Trying to rush and constantly go get something. Like, yeah, you might get it, but you might not get nothing else after that. So just being patient and understanding that it's not my time, it's God's time. And like going back to what I said earlier, if it's meant for me, I get it. Because 2018 really wasn't the right time for me to have this role. I wasn't big enough yet. Like, I ain't had no facial hair. And so them waiting, 6-7 years later, I didn't got bigger and grew my facial hair in. And like, I low-key kind of looked like him. So, so it's just like, this was, and I already boxed. So I already got the boxing skills to go along with it. So it's just like, this role was meant for me. That's why it took so long for it to happen. But I'm glad that it's happening. And I can't wait to, first of all, I can't wait to get on set, man. I'm not much of a guy that showed too much emotion. And I think it probably won't hit me until it come out. That probably be the first time and the last time y'all ever see me cry. But yeah, it's like I'm excited, but I'm nervous at the same time. Super nervous, but I'm ready.
Good, bro. Nervous means that you are ready. You just said that. So I do want to say congratulations on that, because it's success in the making, the times that it takes to be successful. And then when you're actually going through the process and it hits you, bro, congratulations on that for being consistent and really believing in yourself and everything that you're doing. Because, yes, you started when you was young, when you was 14, 15, but to continue to do it for what, next 12, 13 years, bro, yeah, it takes a lot of commitment, man. So I do, and I'm inspired by you based off your consistency, how you show up for yourself, how you show up for others, and how you not only are the example that people can follow, but you are the inspiration that people can be inspired by as well. So I do appreciate you for being who you are and showing up as you are, man.
I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, man.
That mean a lot, man, because it was hard. Like, I sacrificed a lot of my childhood to do this. Like, I ain't go to too many parties. I wasn't outside that much in my teen years, like, as I got older. So it was just like, I didn't understand why I was making the sacrifice at the time. I'm gonna be honest with you. Cause I'm just like, man, I don't wanna go do that. Like, why I gotta go to acting class? I wanna go do that. That sounds way more fun right now. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go in here and read this paper with some people that, you know, I don't even know. Like, but I see why I had to do it now. And now I'm able to, those things that I wanted to do then, I can do now plus more. So I'm just, like I said, I'm blessed. I'm appreciative. I never take my journey for granted. And I wouldn't trade my journey for anybody else's, because, you know, that's what makes the journey special.
I agree. See, I told you, I'm trying to be like you, man.
Nah, you got it, bro. What you're doing right now is great. I couldn't, 800 podcasts, I could never.
Man, you did 100 different auditions. You do. You do.
Hey, that's different. I can just send them in. I do them straight from the house, send them in.
Nah, it's the same process, man. You mentioned earlier that the journey is lonely, but in the industry that you go through, entrepreneurship, acting, producing, it's going to be lonely at first, but then when you continue to do it, you get around people that you can grow with, that you can flourish with, and that you can learn from, bro. Because I'm learning from you. Hopefully, you're learning from me.
We're always, but bro.
It's we're always growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you do. You probably done 100 plus more. You know what I mean?
Oh man, I probably.
You probably done 800, bro.
Hey, you wanna? If I had to put a realistic number on how many auditions I did, it's probably like 2,000. Like it's a lot, bro. Like I spend most of my time doing auditions or breaking down the script. You feel me? Not now. I'm getting ready for this one role, but once this is over with, because probably we only filming this for about 6 months, so once this is over with, the journey start right back over. I'm not satisfied. I'm grateful, but I'm not satisfied.
Good, bro. Ah, man, this is great. So I got one last segment. It's called Best for Last,
mm-hmm.
And I ask four quick questions, and you answer with a quick response.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so first question, what are you grateful for?
I'm just grateful for life, man. I'm grateful for my family. Without them, like I said, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in. So my family, my girl, life, I'm always grateful for that.
Okay. Second question, what do you regret?
That's a good question. Hold on, I got to think about this. That's a good one. I regret not taking it serious until I got a little bit older, because I missed out on so many opportunities just playing around when I was younger. And so it's kind of like, if I would have took this serious, I would have been where I was supposed to be, or at least closer to it. So that's something that I regret for sure.
Well, they say every regret has a lesson. Mm-hmm. Now you're prepared for the lesson to be taught.
For sure.
I think Terrell just said that one.
That's tough. That's tough.
Third question. What is the biggest lesson that you've learned while acting and putting yourself out there?
Don't be afraid to be yourself. Don't be afraid to fail. Because that's most people's problem. They're scared to fail, which causes them to go on a downward spiral, because you're trying so hard not to fail instead of just being yourself. When you be yourself, it's hard to fail when you're being yourself, because can't nobody be yourself better than you.
You kind of just answered the fourth question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. It might be a different response.
Okay.
What does failure is knowledge mean to you?
Hey, I still got that wristband. It's in my room. I be wearing it. I swear I be wearing it. But it's just that. It's a lesson. Like you say, it's a lesson to every failure. It's just how you bounce back from it, how you apply that lesson to future events or future endeavors that you got going on. You're going to let it make you or break you. And I choose to let it make me. And for the people around me, I hope they choose to let it make them. Because it's nothing wrong with failure. I, you know, people say failure is not an option. It's nothing wrong with it, because it happens. You ain't going to shoot 100% from the field. But if you can shoot 50, come on now. In baseball, you bat 30% from that plate, you in the Hall of Fame. So it's just however you look at it.
You just made me think of two things. Failure is not an option. It's actually a book. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to that one. It's a 16-hour audio book. I'm listening to it now. And they explain he's in aviation, like the airplanes and things of that nature. And he's just saying, like, every time you're going out, you're learning the lessons that you need to learn so you be more prepared for next time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, failure is not an option. You just said failure is not an option. Made me think about it. And then Babe Ruth, he struck out more than he had home runs.
Thanks.
And he was asked, how do you know you're going to hit the home run? He was like, I don't know. I'm just focused on the next home run.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if I get struck out. It doesn't matter if I don't hit nothing. I'm worried about the next home run.
Facts. That's how you got to look at it.
This has been great, bro. How can people follow you? How can they learn more about you? How can they learn more about the new film that you are in? What did you say? The Joe Frazier film or Joe Frazier biopic? Is it a biopic?
It's a biopic called Smoking Joe. Smoking Joe. Yeah, you can just follow me on all platforms at Dre Davis, simple guy, DREDAVIS. Follow me on all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, add me on Facebook, I'll add you back. Like I said, Smoking Joe coming out 2026. We go into production in October. Extremely blessed, extremely grateful. I'm glad that I got people like you on this journey with me, because we kind of started this together, bro. So this podcast was long overdue, so I'm glad we got it in. And more success to you, bro. More life to you, bro. I appreciate it.
Man, I appreciate it, dog. And you forgot to mention, because your name is very common. It's D-R-E period Davis.
For sure. Yep.
Don't forget that.
Instagram, Twitter.
Put that period in between, because if you don't put up Dre Davis, then he's going to be hard to find.
1,000 people going to pop up.
How was it being on Faith's Knowledge Podcast?
It was great, man. I've been watching Terrell from the start, me and him communicating about this, and to see him actually bring it all to life is great. That's my guy. Shout out to him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I appreciate it. What was your biggest takeaway by being on Faith's Knowledge Podcast?
Just being able to actually get all this information out there. Like I said, I'm a guy of not too many words, so just to be able to share my experience, share my journey, hopefully inspire some people to want to act or do whatever they want to do in life. They ain't got to be acting, and just kind of apply some of the stuff that I said today, like in their journey, and hopefully it worked out for them.
Okay, okay. Then last question, for the next guest to come on to the next, for the next guest come on to Faith's Knowledge Podcast, what is one piece of advice that you can give them?
Man, just be yourself. Like, that's my advice to everybody. Like, nothing is better than being yourself. But actually, everybody that come on here, I don't watch a couple of your podcasts. Everybody comes up here has great knowledge. They drop great gems. So just for the next person, just be prepared to just let it out. I kind of use that as a therapy session, low key, but just be yourself, be authentic, and it's going to be smooth.